Well, folks, we're at Rannoch Island stage, and I've now got another lovely young man with me from the other side of the Scotland, the other capital. I'll meet it. Graham Campbell. Good afternoon to you, Graham.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well. So you've been quite busy, even during lockdown, with your writing, and hopefully you're going to be recording, is that right?
That's right. Well, I did a lot of writing over the lockdown and got some tracks recorded as well, and because obviously I couldn't gig anywhere. So now I'm kind of, even though we're starting to come back out of lockdown and things are opening up, I'm inspired to write again, really. So I'm just going to, my last single was out in September, so I'm starting to write new stuff now, and because recording the odd wee demo just to kind of get some inspiration going.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to your album coming out, of course, as well. But you've sent us four lovely tracks. Could you give me your first track that you would like?
Sure. First track is Staring at the Sky, which is a track I wrote a few years ago. And it actually came about from, I set myself a wee project to kind of try and break writer's block, where I kind of allocated a week and I had to write and record something, even if it was rubbish, by lunchtime of that day. And so I wrote a lot of rubbish in that week, but this was one song that came out of it. It was one of those kind of quick, spontaneous songs. And I've played it live a lot. I think, pretty much every time I've played live, I've used it, even at covers gigs, you know, because it's just that kind of song. It just translates fairly well across. It's nice and simple. And that is kind of developed from there. But it's a song I love playing. I have to kind of belt it out a wee bit. So it's a good one to blow the cobwebs off.
Excellent. Well, that's your first one. And your second track.
So my second track is Nowhere to Run. And that's actually an older song. I wrote that back in 2009. And that was kind of a, I always introduce it as a it's kind of like a cheery song about depression, you know. It's one of those songs where I just had to kind of express something, you know. And that's just what, again, it was written quite quickly, but it just came out. But it's much more meaningful, I think, than Staring at the Sky. It's a much more personal song, and just about the kind of phases that I was going through, kind of with my mental health at the time. And you know, really influenced. I've been listening to a lot of Springsteen and a lot of, you know, the albums like The Rising and then back to his earlier stuff. So it's really influenced, you know, that very kind of simple, driving, acoustic kind of sound is kind of influenced by that, and then just the vocal over the top. So it's a funny song format for me. It's a wee bit different to what I'd normally do, but again, I do that a lot live as well. The song kind of developed over the years as I've played it live.
Yeah, the boss has got a lot to answer for, hasn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much indeed for that one. Your third song.
That's Easy to Fall. So this was one of the songs that came out, well, it was recorded, it was written just before lockdown, if I remember rightly. And I'd been messing about with it for a wee while and I couldn't really quite get it. And then during lockdown, I recorded a version of it. I actually did two. I did an acoustic version, and which I've got here, and then I did a kind of full band studio version, if you like. So I did that kind of, again, going back to the boss with his Nebraska album, that kind of very basic acoustic kind of live feel, but in a room, but live. And that's kind of how I recorded that. But I also did a studio version of it, and I actually simplified that song, and I felt it just had a bit more oomph to it and a bit more meaning as well. So, and you know, the lyrics are just kind of, they're almost kind of stream of consciousness lyrics, you know, that just kind of thing that you start improvising and kind of playing and a song comes out of it, and then they kind of honed from there. So again, it's one that I like doing live because I can kind of belt it out a wee bit in the chorus, and I can kind of play around with it because it's quite a simple arrangement as well. Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. Now, unfortunately, we're down to your last track. What would you like us to play for that?
Well, this one is Broken Houses, and this is my most recent single. This is kind of a frustration song, in the sense of I think I'd just had a, you know, one of those days you just kind of go through Twitter and stuff and you just think, what are we doing? the song came out of that, and I kind of had that line. There's a couple of songs I've written, and this is one of them, where it's been kind of inspired by a phrase or a, you know, a word or that I've overheard or something like that. And I had that phrase, you know, broken houses, and I just kind of wrote it around that. And because, you know, you can get so many meanings out of that one, that, you know, there's two words. Could mean so much. And then it kind of developed into the broken houses don't last through storms. You know, just the whole thing about resilience and kind of, you know, getting through stuff as we've all been through in the last kind of year or so. And I recorded that, and it gave me a chance to get my lap steel out, you know, and just kind of put some lap steel parts on that. And because I'm a guitarist, really, you know, a lead guitarist, you know, and then later a singer, and I've started working on some lap steel as well. So it just, quite a simple song, so it gave me lots of room to improvise and do stuff with and mess about. And I've started to do that one live as well, so even that's taken on a life of its own. But that's my most recent single, so that's kind of, and that's the one that got picked up by Tom Robinson as well. He kind of retweeted that one, and that seems to have really kind of connected. So yeah, I'm pleased with that one.
Delighted, and we're delighted to play it for you. Well, I want to thank you so much indeed for coming on the Danny Kyle Open Stage, and you've got some gigs coming up as well.
Yeah, so I started doing covers gigs again kind of late last year when things opened up, because it's really kind of the bread and butter for somebody like myself. And obviously all the songwriter gigs, I've played a lot in Govan at some of the sessions there and that kind of thing. So the gigs I've got coming up, I've got a songwriter's gig where I'm playing my own stuff at Bannerman's in Edinburgh as part of the Pressure Valve sessions, and that's Tuesday night. And then I've got February the 10th, I'm playing at Number 2 Baker Street in Stirling, and that's like a covers gig. That's kind of me playing all my favourite stuff. So lots of Springsteen and Eagles and all that kind of stuff, which is great. And then there's a few more I'm just waiting to kind of hear back on, basically, just kind of getting those dates secured. But yeah, so hopefully it'll be a good year of gigging to make up for the last couple of years.
Yeah, so I think everybody's desperate to go out and see people live, you know.
That's it. Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Where you can actually clap and...
That's it.
I think
Zoom concerts are fine, but when you play a song and then there's dead silence, it's just nice. It's no right.
It's rather demoralising at times. So very, very best of luck for the gigs, but
thank you
as well from your album that you'll get out, and hopefully you'll get it to us with Mother Hat on, so we can get your music out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being with us, and thank you for your music.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And it's so easy to find yourself somewhere you never intended. Staring at the sky, you are drifting. Life slipping by, the sand is shifting. And it's no There's a heavy gray sky rolling in. Voice on my shoulder making such a din. Nobody knows how much it burns. You've nowhere to hide, nowhere to turn. There's a thousand points of view inside my head. Each one is fighting to be heard. Nobody knows how much it burns. You've nowhere to hide, nowhere to turn. And if there's a time for everything, time is now, my soul must sing. Breaking out of cloudy days, everything I have to face. And if there's a time for everything, time is now, my soul must sing. Breaking out of cloudy everything I have to face, have to face. Echoes from the past for my thoughts. What future holds, history rot. Feels like an eternity when you've nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. 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 If there's a time for everything, time is now, my soul must sing. Breaking out of cloudy days, everything I have to face. And if there's a time for everything, time is now, my soul. Everything I have to face, have to face, have to face. Sometimes it feels like your last chance to shine, to open the door and find a place you can hide. Sometimes it's easier to fall into line, sparing the soul you're born with to hide behind the time. It's easy to fall when you're not that high. Easy to fall when you're not that high. night that I easy to fall when you're not that high. Sometimes you'll never feel the way you used to feel. Everything changes and it turns it all so real. Sometimes you'll never be the way you want to be. Your heart is screaming out for some sensibility. That high. Easy to fall when you're not that high. It's easy to fall when you're not that high. It's easy to fall when you're not that high.
Fine. You can be whatever.
control.